Mistake number three, buying into and empowering other people's sob stories. Let's face it, any decent mentor is going to charge what they're worth for their services, and that's usually a 5 to 6 figure sum of money for 6 to 12 months of mentoring. Now, of course, not everyone is ready to make that kind of commitment, but it is extremely important that they do if they decide to hire a decent mentor. How many times have you lowered your prices or even offered to give your services away for free because you perceive that someone, quote, couldn't afford your services? I've actually heard aspiring mentors say to people, you know, I know you can't afford this, but why on earth would you ever empower someone else's limiting beliefs about money? What you've just done is you've caused them to get stuck in the pit that they've dug for themselves. My friend, don't ever validate a person's sob stories. That is not the role that a mentor plays. There is a huge difference between a rescuer and a mentor. There are a lot of people in the world who simply want someone to pat them on their head and validate that their life is terrible. I remember I once had a woman send me a novel of an email to detail to me why her life was so hard and why it was selfish of me, quote unquote, to think that she could have done anything else to make her life better. My friend, what would be your first response to such a message? Read through it and respond by saying, you know what, you're right, your life is terrible, you're the victim here, aren't you? Again, if you want to be a rescuer to that person, go ahead, but I'm not in the rescuing business. I'm a mentor, and I invite you to better step into that space as well. Rescuers don't help people change. They keep people stuck. I'll say that again. Rescuers don't help people change. They keep people stuck. A major way that people do this is by not asking for or receiving compensation for their services. A good friend of mine, Gerald Rogers, put it this way, quote, "If you have a fear about charging for your services, get over it. For the sake of your clients, get over it. If you really cared about your clients, you would charge more. When you realize that the level of transformation is directly related to their level of commitment, then you realize your primary job as a transformational leader is to help them invest in their success at the highest level possible. The most generous thing you can do is to charge more. The most selfish thing you can do is to let your fears keep you from charging what they need to pay to get the result." End of quote. My friend, another thing to remember is that everyone has access to money for things that they desire. Think about that for a moment. In the extreme case of a medical emergency, people don't tell the emergency room doctors, well, you know what, I can't let you perform that life-saving operation on my husband. You know, now it's just not a good time. I just can't afford it right now. Are you kidding? Of course they wouldn't say that. Now, let's use a slightly less morbid example. I want you to think for a moment. Do you have like a dream home, a dream car, or maybe a dream vacation? What does it look like to you? Let's say you have a dream to live in a gorgeous multi-million-dollar mansion. In fact, and just play along here, you have a relative that owns your exact dream home and doesn't live that far away from where you currently live. You find out that your relative's dream has always been to do philanthropy work and has decided to sell the home that he owns in full to a family member so that he can move to Africa and spend the rest of his days in the service of his fellow man. You've been to this house many, many times, and you know that it is in immaculate condition, and you have dreamt so many times about being able to buy it. He then tells you that because you are his favorite relative, that he wants to sell it as quickly as possible and will sell it, a multi-million-dollar mansion, to you for just $25,000, with the one caveat that you must pay cash in full within 7 days. What would you do? What would just about anyone do? Unless you have some unbelievably limiting beliefs, you would probably do whatever it takes to come up with the $25,000. You would call every bank you could possibly reach. You could to see if you would qualify for a loan. You would call all of your friends and family members out to help you out. I mean, you would do everything in your power, and you would come up with the $25,000 in those 7 days. Why? Because you saw the value in the house. You realize that you were getting millions of dollars of value for a fraction of the price. I'm going to invite you to view your services as a mentor like you would that multi-million dollar mansion. If anyone says that hiring a mentor is too expensive, that is not someone you want to work with. I have paid large sums of money, about $250,000 just over the past couple of years, to hire the mentors that I have worked with. And I would do it all over again because a good mentor pays for itself many times over. I paid over $100,000 to work with one of my current personal mentors. And I did so because I knew that I would receive a huge return on it. And you know what? I have. That $100,000 has come back to me many times over already. Now, don't you dare empower someone's story that hiring you is too expensive and then lower your prices to accommodate them. You are doing them an enormous disservice by doing so. That brings us to mistake number 4, not requiring payment in full up front before starting to mentor someone. I made this mistake way too many times when I was first getting started as a mentor, and I allowed a large number of people to sign up to work with me on an agreed-upon payment plan, usually on a quarterly basis. Then I started to notice a pattern. They would be extremely excited about working with me for the first 2 months and would come to my events and show up for their mentoring appointments and write awesome testimonials for me until their first large payment was due. And then suddenly Eric Bailey was the scum of the universe. Because I believe in holding people to their word, especially when they have signed written agreements, this created a lot of bad will for me and my company. It's fascinating to see the emotions that money brings up for people. I live by the saying that a man's true character becomes evident when he is held to his word. This happened enough times for me that I finally had to say, okay, no more payment plans. I no longer will allow a person to sign up for a program that is too big for their britches. My friend, please avoid that mistake that I made and require that people pay you in full before starting their program with you. Now, this doesn't mean that a person has to have the entire amount sitting in their bank account in order to work with me. In fact, it's been a great learning experience for me to help a person tap into resources that would enable them to work with me, would enable other people to work with me that otherwise wouldn't be able to. These resources could include a person going to the bank and getting a loan or getting loans from multiple banks. These could include a person tapping into their 401ks or their IRAs or tapping into a home equity line of credit. Or recently, I actually hired a gentleman that is able to find large amounts of financing for people with credit scores of 680 or above. Because of this, people that would normally not be able to afford high-level mentoring programs suddenly can. I recently had an amazing young couple, ages 24 and 23, one of which currently works at a fast food restaurant, but not for long, sign up for a high-level mentoring program which cost close to $50,000 simply because they had a high credit score, were willing to tap into those resources to receive training, and understood the value of hiring a mentor to create better results in their life. They're such an amazing couple, and I am so excited to work with them and watch their results skyrocket during our time together. My friend, the more a person pays up front, the more they tend to be committed to their program. There's a huge difference in the commitment level of a person who has paid a few hundred dollars for a program versus a person who has paid tens of thousands of dollars for a program. When a person pays that much money for something, they tend to value it a lot more, and they tend to work a lot harder to get a return on their investment. This brings me to mistake number 5, not keeping the commitments you have made in your life. Are there areas in your life where you have made commitments that you haven't been keeping? Maybe they're financial commitments, spiritual commitments, or commitments to yourself. Remember, you attract to yourself the type of person that you are. If there are areas in your life where you aren't keeping your commitments, you may find yourself struggling to find clients that keep their commitments, both to you and to themselves. Again, a big part of being a mentor is helping your clients make and keep commitments to themselves. They can't progress without doing so. A huge part of this is keeping your financial commitments. When I was first getting started as a mentor, I decided to try a debt consolidation program to pay off some of the loans I received to get started with some of my initial training. What I didn't know when I first signed up for the program was that they required me to not make payments on any of the debts for a certain period of time. While I didn't feel too good about this, I went against my better judgment and I agreed to doing so. At the time, I didn't require full payment before getting started with my mentoring programs, and I began to attract, you guessed it, people into my life that would sign up for a program and then fail to make payments as agreed to. It wasn't until after I pulled out of this program and got current on making my payments that my business began to move again, and I started attracting clients that were more integritous and paid according to their word. Yes, this principle also has to do with spiritual commitments, namely following through on inspiration when it comes. For nearly a year, I received the inspiration that I needed to release weight. I kept praying and asking my higher power, how do I get to this next financial level? How do I take my business to the next level? And over and over and over again, I kept receiving the answer, you need to release weight. You need to release weight. I had allowed myself to get to the heaviest weight I had ever been, even though this prompting kept coming to me. I was comfortable. I mean, I was breaking all sorts of records in my company and didn't think I needed to release weight. Finally, it was as if someone stepped on the fire hose of my success because suddenly people stopped signing up for my mentoring programs. I went for a number of months without a single new person signing up, leaving me scratching my head wondering what was going on. And finally, it dawned on me. I had received a spiritual prompting from my higher power and wasn't following through with it. It wasn't until I had released over 30 pounds that my business finally picked up again, and now is better than ever. And yes, this principle even applies to punctuality. One of the ways I measure a person's results is how much they respect the time of others. When a successful person tells me he or she will call me at a certain time, they almost always call me right on the dot, or if not, within 60 seconds of the exact scheduled time. My friend, don't ever be late to things. Ever. Unless there is a life or death emergency, plan ahead and make adjustments to your schedule so that you are right on time or early. And only if a life or death emergency comes up and you can't help it, always call the person and let them know. If you tell a person that you will be somewhere at 9 o'clock and you show up at 9:01, you have just broken your word and you have disrespected the other person. My friend, if you want people to take you seriously and hire you as a mentor, they must feel of your integrity and know that when you give your word, you keep it. I once heard a man say, put me in a straitjacket, lock me in a safe, and bury me deep inside a pit, and there's still a chance I might get out. But draw a circle around me and have me give my word that I will not ever leave that circle, and you'll have me for life. Go right now, stop this recording, and make a list of all the commitments you have made and are not currently keeping. Then, make a firm plan of action to change them. Share them with at least two people that you love and trust. Go get it done.